Son of a biscuit.
The Sunday Skypers. A RPG actual play podcast.
See, I have personalized Max Silver a bit more. I decided it was probably better not to have him get someone's cousin or sister pregnant and plays the game.
Especially, you know, somebody who is trigger happy.
Yeah.
Nice. Some people call it trigger happy. I call it trigger gainfully employed. Or as my status says, Lewis Arms, a family company.
So I did make some changes. He now has the aspect of, can I call you Bruce? That's covers his pension of giving everyone nicknames. I can imagine you can tap that so that, you know, when he forgets someone's name. Well, I know him as Peterbilt, but I can't remember what his name is.
Just a tangent. It says we need to get Silver to talk to Sigmund Freud.
What's the matter with Sigmund?
No. It's other way around. We have this strange condition. We must examine it.
Yeah. We're going to write a multi-volume set on all his issues.
I don't got issues. Everyone else has got issues.
His tongue is so silver. Logic slides right off of it. Anyway, I think Dirk was actually trying to be on topic.
Okay, well, you guys are representing the Century Club at meetings at the League of Nations in Geneva. And you're having like a after-meeting sort of mixer out in the courtyard of the building.
We can see Lucy sitting out in Lake Geneva.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a nice view of Lake Geneva down below you. Yeah, the next waitress is coming around with a tray giving out champagne.
Oh, let me get you here for my buddy here, Doc. Thank you, darling. Wink, wink.
As you're talking to her, you hear a voice behind you that says, "Careful, miss. Whatever Mr. Silver says to you will certainly be a lie."
After handing my drink off to RG, I turn around and look at the person who said that. Now, what for get you to say something like that?
Oh, you, recognize this as Winston Worthington Smythe. You, knew his, niece.
I drink my champagne down one go. Mr. Smythe.
Let's go to catch your hair, and we'll call that a, attack on your composure.
There we go, and that's, he got whatever he rolled. And I'm going to be using your skill, any skills, contacting deals.
Good resolve is what you'd use to defend against a...
Which is average, which in Sotsi is zero, right?
No, average is plus one.
Okay, so I got plus...
Yoker is zero.
I got three.
Yeah, only got a two, so you aren't ruffled.
It was a mistake of youth, sir. I did offer, but she turned me down, the proposal of marriage. Bold-faced lie, but...
You're trying to add some deception on him then, huh?
Yeah, I'm good at that. As a four.
You haven't even gotten to, hello, my name is Silver, and you're already lying.
No, prevaricating. Lying is what common people do. I am of the Silvers. So I roll a three.
Ooh. Yes. She never mentioned that to me.
Well, she's distraught. I understood that you gave up Mac Jr. to for adoption.
What degenerate nation would send a blackguard like you to represent them?
I served during the Great War. Spectacularly, I even fought the Baron. No, he did shoot me down, but I did escape immediately afterwards. So I have served with distinction during the war. I'm not a blackguard, sir. Yes, he slipped into a southern accent, yeah.
The great nation of Georgia.
Yeah, that's right, it's from Georgia.
Yeah, he's not doing a very good job of provoking you here. His last attack at you was a 1.
That was against my, and what was the thrust of his attack?
That was where he was,
I was lying.
A blackguard.
Blackguards, well.
And ask me what degenerate nation would have sent you to represent them.
Oh, let me roll my resolve and see if I get in that.
I see. Archie's got a reply to that if Silver blows it.
No, Silver doesn't blow. Silver rolls a 3. You know, I can take you over to my ship over there, Lucy, there, and show you the medals I got. How about a French flying cross? I ain't no blackguard. Yeah, you just pull them. You just trying to pull the wool over these people's eyes. Now you just get yourself going, Mr. Smythe. Get. Go off and peel your wear. So wait a second. What in tarnation are you doing here?
If you want to make him leave, then you need to.
No, actually, I'm going to interrogate him.
Back with something.
I'm changing tact. I'm going,
that's the Silver way.
Mr. Smythe, what in tarnation are
Worthington
you?
Worthington
Smythe. Okay. Mr. Worthington Smythe, what in tarnation you doing here in Geneva at this conference? I thought you folks, what are the Smythes into?
Oh, they're old money. They made money with money.
So I guess you must have bought your way into this conference then, I guess.
Are you attempting to attack him with, what?
Let's see, what
intimidation or?
I don't have intimidation. I have rapport, but I'm not trying to do a really bad job of that right now. Mac is talking a little bit too loud for a normal conversation, so he's using deceit. He's spreading lies about Mr. Worthington Smythe. I know your family topic. This throws his money around, saying, so he feels like he can get its way. Do that in Boston. Well, you can't do it here in Geneva. You can't buy your way into the pockets of these government gentlemen here.
You're trying to disparage his character.
Yes. You see how well I do with that.
All right.
That's actually one of my better skills. Oh, 5. What did he get?
He only got 4.
Ooh. Yes, we're disparaging him.
Not overwhelmingly.
Nothing in my aspect. So yeah, we'll just go with a 1. Just a +1. So he only takes 1 shift.
Got him a little flustered. I'll say, what was your last riposte there? You're disparaging him as buying.
He's buying his way into the conference.
I say I'm, representing the Secretary of State of the United Nations.
United States, you mean?
The United States, yes. I misspoke, he didn't. And you still have not told me what you are doing here. Are you here just to despoil waitresses?
Oh, he caught you looking around looking for another drink. And his eyes start, no, sir. He and my friend here, Doc.
For
Archibald here. Archibald Lewis here.
Archibald Archimedes, but he won't say that loud. He's starting to get used to it.
We are here representing the Century Club. And you go for, okay, so he's still disparaging you.
Well, actually, no, he's going to.
Actually, this might be a point where Archie might step in and lend you a point.
he's going to spend a fate point. And
oh, my goodness, he's serious about this.
We'll make that a 6.
Ooh. So what am I defending? So is he disparaging me again?
Yeah, he's saying the only reason you're here is to despoil the waitresses.
Yes.
It's back to resolve again, which means I'm going to have to tap something if I want to get a +2.
Because it's been a while since I've done Fate Core, if I want to help out, do I just...
You give up your action and I get a +1.
Let's do that. Archie will chip in and says, we're an international force for justice.
Oh, dear God. let's see. I'm going to tap. I know a guy.
Well, what the hell?
I'm going to tap. No, guys, we're rerolling that.
I can just imagine you choking on the champagne because you were just ready to chase a waitress.
and I was
like, how did you know?
Tapping, I know a guy because I happen to know the Secretary General of the League of Nations was sitting right over there listening to the conversation. He used to serve in the Espadrille.
Ah.
Yeah.
The Secretary General sounds a little,
Okay, well, too high, but he's an official. Like, I would say he's an official. He's from I'm going to tap him for moral support, you know.
How about a military attaché to the Secretary General?
That would work. I happen to know him. Like I said, he could be French, you know. We served together during the war.
All right.
Oh. So I got to re-roll on that one. I only have one, two. I got two now, and he got six.
Yeah.
Well, it just wasn't a crushing blow, but he did score some points.
That's only
and four. Maybe your friend actually says, "You know what? You got a point there."
You know, I'm gonna mark off my three stress box for composure. I got one. I'll have 1 point left over, which I'll take as a mild consequence.
Mild takes two, so it'd be your two stress.
Two stress, okay. Two stress, and I'll take a mild consequence of flustered.
Yeah, and your friend goes, oh, I knew Mr. Silver, but I need French, I can't do French.
I know Mr. Silver, he was a very brave pilot.
He's an expert on aviation. He's been invaluable to this meeting. Connecting countries across the world through aviation. So he helps you out there. That's how you get your reroll. Providing some fiction for why that helps out.
Basically, he gives you a chance to swallow your champagne.
Yeah, thanks, Guerre. Yes, he calls him Guerre. It's a long story why he's called a stinky cheese.
The funny thing is among pilots and coming up with call signs and handles, crap like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
So like maybe one time he actually left cheese in his cockpit and it went bad and his plane stank. So his handle was updated.
All right. So are you, attempting to attack back or?
Oh. So what Smythe into anyway? They're into where they're
money,
but where's their money?
Everywhere. Where there's money, there's a Smythe.
How would you know?
The trouble is I don't have much in the way of remember. I got academics at fair.
Well, I would imagine banking, financiering, dubious loans, government contracts.
There you go. So I'm. Yeah, if I get another glass of wine, a glass of champagne, take a sip to cover up the fact that I'm a little bit flustered. So, Eric, get your money back from the Bosch, your family lent to them, which happened, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the families with German connections did lend money to the Germans during World War One. I understand that the going rate right now, a billion Deutschmarks will buy you a cup of coffee.
So you're just going to use deceit because you don't care whether or not it's true.
Yeah. I only got five. What do you roll?
You got three.
Oh, so that's either a two shift or he takes a mild consequence. So it is his turn to get flustered.
He gets a little flustered.
Oh, I hit a nerve. It would be a terrible shame if, you know, folks found out how much that your family was back in the wrong side in the war.
Why bring Mr. Lewis here? Is you using him to gun down the fathers of the girls you deflower?
Sir, I do not gun down or otherwise harm those who give birth to what gives me so much pleasure.
That's only a one.
Yeah, and he's slipping through accents now, so.
Archie will just smile, lift up his glasses. I don't shoot people. I just provide the guns to shoot people.
Take your deceit roll.
What? That wasn't 100% lie.
So I got two. I withstand his attack. How could I use gambling? Oh no, this is even better because we are during Prohibition. Famous Boston gangsters.
You can make one out.
I need a Jewish surname.
Jewish?
Yeah. Some of the biggest gangsters were Jewish.
Goldstein.
Goldstein. Bugsy. So how's Bugsy Goldstein doing with his, speakeasies and his gambling parlors? I understand he needs some financing. And whoa, your family's got lots of financing. So would that be gambling or would that still be deceit? Well,
that'd be downright dirty.
Yeah, it'd either be deceit or intimidation.
Yeah, we'd go for deceit. I'm just making shit up. That's Maxwell. Oh my god.
Oh wow. Yeah. He's in trouble.
Whether it's true or not does not matter.
Oh,
what's, what's your total then?
8.
Wow. Okay. He just turned completely,
red.
Red, yeah. I'll leave you to your negotiation with the local girls and he's gonna storm off and though so you've basically taken him out so you can actually, dictate how he
he's completely flustered and he's spitting and he misses the table with his glass, so it hits the floor and breaks. Everyone now is looking at him because that happened. Turns even a deeper shade of red and he sort of sputters. He puts his finger at me, he shakes, and then he just turns around and just stomps on out. He's just completely, totally flustered, and whatever business he was planning to do at the party, it's completely undone.
So as you guys are basking in your victory there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just spectating, but I'm enjoying the show.
No, I still have that mild consequence of flustered, which won't go away until the end of the scene, basically, and we're still in the scene.
I just imagine you stomping around in circles with all that pent-up energy.
I want to go out and do some. This is Geneva. They ain't decent dives around here. They're all too Swiss.
Painfully Swiss.
Hey, Bree, you know, you want to go and throw stones at Swiss?
So as you start discussing where the action is here in Geneva, single shot rings out. And everybody turns and looks at the balcony overlooking the courtyard here. And you see, well, Archie recognizes the woman standing there as Margie Black, though.
What the hell?
He knows that's not her real name. She's flanked by a couple of guys with the submachine guns. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, take word of what you see here back to your nation's feeble leaders so they will know the might of the Canarian Collective and submit to their aristocratic betters. Now flee if you wish to save your miserable lives, for this edifice to rule by the weak shall soon cease to exist. And she's puts her pistol back in her holster on her shapely hip and is turning to leave.
Then the two goons are standing by here with their Thompsons.
Yeah.
I reach over and grab a serving tray from one of the girls and to take aim and fling it at one of the guys and then follow right after it, fist ready to go.
All right, then let's see Archie. Archie has the higher alertness, so
yes, he
can act first if he wants.
Oh, yeah. This is one of those deals where it's like, oh, hey, I think I'm going to pull out my guns and shoot someone.
All right.
Okay, so when she shot the gun, did she actually shoot someone? Yeah, it's like
shot in the air just to get everybody's attention.
It's not actually the beginning of a gun battle.
No.
We just have guns in play.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to have a serving tray and Mac in play.
Well, with that alertness, Archimedes just shouts out, Margie Black, you get your ass back here. We have issues to resolve. I just... Start storming, you know, this is like sloshing champagne. Just throw the glass away and start stalking her down.
You can try, intimidation to see if you can get her to hesitate.
Yeah, well, yell at her. She's actually kind of impervious to my intimidation, but we can try. Well, what do you know? I actually have a 3 total, which is better than, what I normally do with intimidating. And I got an ace in the sleeve,
It does not appear to.
I'll try a different attack. Or would you prefer to be called Baroness Skull?
Bum, bum, bah!
Your attempt to make her hesitate didn't seem to bother her as she's turned and is heading away right back into the building, essentially out from the balcony area. So, Mac, what's your alertness?
My alertness is... +2 fair.
Let you go next, then.
All right. So yeah, like I said, he grabs a serving tray, flings it at one of the guards, and starts and just takes off.
Takes off as in runs away or takes off in pursuit?
Takes off after them, yeah. So his plan is, you know, as something's flying towards you, you're going to flinch and look away, and he's going to try to fall right behind it and deliver a fist sandwich.
So what is your actual intent with throwing this? Is it to do damage or try to make some sort of maneuver?
Basically, I'm going to try to create a maneuver. I'm trying to make at least one of those guards flinch and look away. He's giving you a chance of moving close. Get in there with, you know, fists of flying. So I guess I'm trying to create an advantage. Use my athletics, I guess, for throwing.
It'd be weapons.
I don't got weapon. I got...
So that's zero.
Are you saying you never trained in throwing serving trays?
No, I never trained in... maybe something I may have considered in the future. Well, I got a +2.
You throw it at him and he easily steps aside. It doesn't even seem to... doesn't bother him very much.
I'm still coming after it.
They're on this wide balcony overlooking this...
Oh, so they're above us?
Yes.
Oh!
You guys are out in this courtyard and they're on this balcony overlooking the courtyard.
Isn't that one of those balconies that, you know what I'm saying, it's actually part of the courtyard? You have the courtyard, and then you have these stairs going up, and then there's the...
Yeah, there's stairs.
Oh, okay, so I'm heading for the stairs then. Okay.
It looks like they are withdrawing as well back into the building.
Got a big meaty target, and they're not shooting at me.
Well, it might be all the innocent bystanders, too. You have accidental meat shield.
Or they don't want to hang around for some reason, huh?
Well, they know better than to stand and fight it versus Archimedes Lewis.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, they're totally afraid of the ace pilot, you know, Max Silver, pilot, daredevil pilot.
So back to Archie.
Okay, so is it a pursuit thing or?
If you want to run after him, yeah.
Sure.
Athletics to see it.
Every time I seem to get a chance to talk to Margie, something happens, like I get thrown off of a flying platform, or never seem to be able to complete that conversation.
So you probably hear Mac yelling, "Break right, I'll break left," and he's heading up the left set of stairs. I guess you're going up the right, and he wants you to go up the left.
Sure, we'll outflank him that way.
All right, so athletics will determine how far you can. You need at least two to basically get to the top of the balcony in front of the doors.
Keep up with them. Survey says, okay. I have an athletics of 2 and I rolled a 0, so I'm keeping pace, but I am not catching them.
All right, and I have athletics of 2. I guess I do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And I roll a 2. So, yes, we both get to the top of the stairs at the same time.
Get up and you can just see them as they're moving through the wide interior hallway of this meeting hall.
Chateau, whatever, yeah.
Well, this is a big stone League of Nations building.
They're having a reception here, so it's definitely bigger than a chateau. I'm pretty sure when you have a couple of thugs of guns, you can make really good time through a crowd. I'm going to pursue them until they get to their inevitable escape point.
So I guess they can make their athletics roll.
They're maintaining their distance from you. So you guys are running in after them.
Absolutely. Right. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, we meet at the top of the balcony. We're running side by side.
Doing a little bit better. We're up to a 3, gaining some distance maybe.
You're ahead of me. I rolled a 1. I must want to tap something. Do you anything I want to tap?
You must have collided with a waitress or something.
You got what, Archie?
I got a +3 total.
And I got a +1 total.
All right, so Archie, you're chasing them. They run through and out the front, and you're out the front door as they are jumping into a convertible, which is spinning out and spinning around the circle in front of this building. They have the big circle with a statue in the middle that you drive around and drop the people off at.
Well, crap, I really don't want to just open fire.
Especially in Switzerland.
Well, we'll take one last stab at this. We'll run, we'll cut across a circle, jump over the edge of the fountain, run along the fountain edge and try to catch up to the car. And if we can, since it's an open convertible, maybe grab the steering wheel and cause them to deviate. At least that's the way it works in the books.
All right. It sounds good.
I think I might actually have to. I probably have absolutely nothing that I can throw at this. Now, if it was an open engine, I would say I'd grab some ignition wires or something like that, but.
So you need to beat a plus one too.
Well, no, this is doable. Still athletics?
Yeah.
Of course! All I end up is getting is wet shoes.
Well, Matt comes out, sees him pulling out. He finally makes it to the door as they're like halfway around the circle.
Yeah, you're showing up at the door now, is there? As you see, running across the middle trying to catch him.
I'm looking down. Any other cars parked down there?
Yeah, there are cars there that were, you know, used to bring people to the.
I'm going to see if I can get to one quick enough. You know, hopefully they left the keys in.
Well, there's also, you know, there's some
chauffeurs that might be pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Standing around kind of wide-eyed at what's going on.
All right. Okay. So that gives me a three. So I can run over. I can at least make it to a car and say, Century Club business. Open the door up, slip inside, put the hand out, keys.
Yeah, we'll say the keys are actually already in there, yeah.
Fire it up and pull up in front of a dripping wet Archie and said, don't hurt the leather. This is a nice car.
Archie just won't say anything. It sounds like it's a beautiful summer day in Switzerland. So is this another open-top convertible?
You want it to be?
Yes, I want it to be. Because it's a lot more dramatic to simply vault into the passenger.
No, it's one of those cars that actually has a closed-in sedan back, but the front is wide open. I've never seen that style before in this age. So the chauffeur gets rained on, but the passengers in back don't.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so you can hop into the front, into the other seat.
I'll ride shotgun in the limousine.
Yeah, it's just like an airplane. Only got the wheels on the ground, four wheels on the ground. I got piloting. I have pilot. Does that count or?
No.
Nah.
It's drive.
Oh, and don't. God, you're going to get us killed. But we'll save that line for after you fail your roll.
Okay, I leap in, grind the gears. I roll a zero.
Yeah, okay, so you take off after them, and looks like they've put a little distance between you.
I don't drive stick. Well, I don't drive at all, yeah.
What is there besides stick? Archie just starts pulling on Silver. He says, like, get out!
You have to do this the right way, which is, no, we're driving. I'm not slowing down. Okay. Right foot. And we start switching feet. And of course, I have to go in front of you. So it means you get a face full of, Max Silver's rear. But,
Right.
So let's call this a,
Chinese fire drill.
Yeah, and we'll make it a plus one. It's not that hard, but to be able to do it without significantly slowing down.
Let's see, so.
Okay, are we talking about driving or athletics?
It's your choice.
I rolled a four. I rolled a four for my athletics, so. Why don't you roll your driving, see, and that way we both got covered.
Sure. And I got a plus two on driving. Silver has the moves and I keep them on the road.
Excellent.
I am going to sit there and shift the gears like a race car driver and, hit this perfectly because I am a master of machinery.
And you will note that Silver does not sit down. He's standing up, hanging on to the top of the windshield.
We will try to avoid the low-hung trees.
You're basically like two zones behind them, and they got a plus two. So you need a plus two to at least maintain your distance.
Okay, I have a plus one for drive, and I am using Love and Fair with internal combustion. I'm going to tag that because I know how to hit every gear at its peak efficiency. I can just hear the transmission humming, and I cut corners and drive like a pro.
All right. So that gives you what?
That gives me a total of plus three with the fate point.
All right. So you gain a zone on them.
Come up on their side so I can jump in there and deal some damage to them.
Let me catch them first. As we're driving along like maniacs, where are they heading?
Looks like down from the side of the mountain that you guys were at.
Into Geneva proper?
Yeah.
I can imagine us skidding on cobblestone streets, you know, with making that funky kind of roar sound.
Yeah.
It's the old country. Yeah. You know? Everything's not paved yet.
They see you pursuing them, and they're starting to take some fancy moves and do a quick slip around a horse-drawn cart.
Oh, they drift around. I never like that. They drift around it, you know.
Yeah. They do the Geneva drift around it.
What's funny is you mentioned that, but that's actually how I imagine, you know, since we're going downhill, we've got these cobblestone streets, we've got the switchbacks. It's 100 years ago, architecture-wise, but the moves are antique cars doing the whole Tokyo drift thing. That's exactly how I picture it.
Doing it at a blistering 40 miles an hour.
Hey, 40 miles per hour on cobblestones with bicycle tires. Plenty thrilling.
and wooden wheels, wooden spokes in the wheels, not metal.
So you gotta get a plus four to be able to do the same maneuver and stay up with them.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's go first.
Maybe, fate will be kind. Yuckity yuck.
No.
No, fate is not going to be kind. Okay, wow.
So you're minus one.
Well, no, I have driving of two. So that brings it to zero, which basically means the horse's ass gets in the way.
Unless you got something you can tap.
Well, even if I tap love affair with internal combustion again, that's still going to get us a plus two. It's not going to get us a plus four.
Anything else you can tap or?
Nothing that would be appropriate.
Well, what kind of aspects do you have again?
My toys were clip fed, made in America, grew up in a factory, love affair with internal combustion, curse of the gunslinger, ghost walker, shadow stalker. This won't hurt a bit. You can only trust an air pirate as far as you can drop them. Love and lost to evil. That's Margie Black. And it's science.
We're driving an Olds. It's made in America.
Well, see, how many fate points do I want to burn, though? That's probably more of the question.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have anything I can really assist with other than...
They went that away.
Yeah, other than alertness, that'll give you a plus one.
You can use your alertness, you know, to basically set up an advantage, a taggable aspect.
Okay, well, here's the way we can do this.
You can
I see what you're saying. I can use my alertness to create an advantage for Archie. I gotcha. So yeah. See, don't go that way. Head that way.
I can think of a reason to reroll though. Loved and lost to evil.
Ooh.
I just don't want to give up. You know, I could just throw up my hands and shout at the Swiss farmer, but I'm not willing to give up. So we're going to justify a reroll along with the alertness by taking a shortcut on the curb.
So basically, I'm giving my action to give him a plus one, you definitely want to reroll that. But I'll hold off doing any trying setups.
Okay.
Until we see what you roll. I give him my action, basically, so you can... So
okay, well, here's the deal. That's minus one, plus two for driving brings us to a plus one. Plus one for the assist brings us to a two. And then love affair with internal combustion, we maximize the performance as we're driving for plus two. So that's burning three fate points now. This is nuts. Okay, but we can eke out a plus four. It's one of those deals where, like, you find a shortcut and you realize, slam, slam, there goes the mirrors on the side.
So Mac does a quick crouch as the signboards fly overhead.
Yes. Excellent.
So, yeah, we cut through an alley,
and
catch a little bit of air, slide sideways, and we're behind them.
And, of course, invariably, the fruit cart gets pulled in front of us. We go right through it. So there's, you know, there's apples and pears everywhere.
All right, so you're maintaining your distance behind them. You're into some more populated areas now, so basically whoever's rolling the lower, your car's going to be taking stress.
Oh.
They're doing well.
Well, of course, they planned their escape route. We're just kind of winging it. Oh, man. That is... I am not having the luck here. Okay, so, you know, in the last scene we had both the mirrors get knocked off. This time, you know, a little fender goes flying by. We're stripping the car.
Their maneuver was at a plus four.
Jeez.
So what are you at?
Zero.
Zero. Wow. That's going to total your car. It's got three stress boxes.
Oh, okay.
That's your last fate point too, isn't it?
You know, I think I might save that. I think maybe we caught a mailbox or something like that and just sheared off one of the wheels.
And we end up in the fountain.
Yeah, you go through a roundabout with a fountain in the center and,
The little old lady wearing the black shawl walking slowly across.
To avoid her, you twist the wheel and poof, and up the fountain. And
Mac rolls off the hood into the fountain.
And as their car spins around the fountain, Margie shouts at our communities, "If you wish to save the diplomats, you better make sure they leave that building in the next 15 minutes," and goes driving off.
Ding. I hate her. I looked at Max and said, "You know, I hate her, really. I really do. She shot me in Albuquerque. Did I mention that?"
You know, Max hit the side of his head. What? Oh, yeah. Did she say something about getting all they got telephones here in Switzerland, don't they?
Some places, yeah.
Yeah, they obviously do get one of that up there at the meeting place. You got to find a cell phone and warn them that there is a bomb in the building, probably. Because there's no way we can get up there in 15 minutes, is there?
No. Oh. It's going to take that long just to fish the car out of the fountain. Well, on the bright side, maybe we conveniently have attracted the attention of the police.
Wait a second. Are there any horses?
All over the place. We've managed to avoid hitting two of them.
Get up, run over, you know, look at one. Pardon, monsieur. Your horse, does it run really fast?
Does it even run?
I quickly undo the harnesses and I throw him a few Swiss francs. I will bring him back with one sweets and jump on the back and go, yeah!
All right.
Archie just kind of shakes his head.
Give your unskilled survival roll to...
Not athletics? Okay.
Oh, I thought you might actually had riding. Silly me!
Hey!
Just like I thought you might have had driving.
I got a +2 on that.
All right. Horse's ears kind of prick up and it starts riding off.
I'm going to tap by the seat of his pants too and burn a fate point. So that's a +4.
Mac goes tearing off, Archie.
I am not even going to attempt that. I think Archie will just sit on the boot of the car, just grousing.
I'll give Archie a fate point. You're loved and lost evil. You can't just give up on her when you're this close to her.
Damn it. Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to keep up with the horse, but what I can do is, because this town is full of switchbacks and bottlenecks, I'll just start running downhill. I'm assuming we're heading dockside toward the lake, and I will just do that whole parkour thing before parkour was invented. It start taking every shortcut and...
You mean Harold Lloyd? Harold Lloyd did parkour before parkour was invented.
There we go. We'll go all Harold Lloyd on their ass. Knowing European city layout, you'll have like a cafe and it will have like tables laid out and umbrellas and they'll actually like extend into the street and create obstacles that, you know, well, any sane person can easily drive through, but, are much easier to, I mean, drive around. They're much easier to run through, and, flower shops and carts and all that. We'll just basically run like a maniac and see if we can head them off at the pass.
All right. So athletics.
Hopefully they slowed down and became cautious because the car is in the drink. We gave the ultimate distraction. Pursuit is gone. We'll sit back and take it easy. I'll play upon their overconfidence.
All right.
At least that's what we're going to do in theory.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I'm looking at a map. Even modern day, Geneva is full of switchbacks and blind alleys and yeah, definitely built in cow paths.
Well, hey, we can bring that, pursuit to a +3.
All right. So yeah, you go running through people's living rooms and stuff.
Wouldn't be a living room, but it might be through their herb garden and stuff like that and vaulting low walls and stuff like that. Depending on how steep of a decline that we're going down, one person's, yard might be another person's balcony and just running, full tilt. So this will go until I hit a clothesline.
And Mac is
riding like the devil himself is behind him.
Hell bent for leather.
Make another unskilled survival roll.
You come around a corner and you see they must have slowed down after they got away because you've gained on them. And
I'm actually not going after them. I'm going into the back to the meeting place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's
going back to warn them.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm about halfway there.
Yeah.
I'll make another roll. Okay. You know, I've been here before. I've been there. So I'll tap my been there and make that +3.
A good shortcut you could take with a horse that you wouldn't have been able to take with a car.
Yeah.
Go through some trees and stuff.
So I'm just minutes away. So of course it means I have to get there just in time.
Oh, yeah. So you're riding up and you can see a lot of people are kind of milling about the front of the building there. Oh, what's going on? What happened?
Yes, out of there! There's a bomb in the building!
Everybody starts panicking and running off now.
This is Mac. It means he's not going to stop there. He's aiming the horse for the building. He's going to go inside the building.
All right.
So yeah, clump, 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 up the stair, up the marble stairs, into the front doors, to him ducking down, inside, yelling at the top of his lungs, get out of here, there's a bomb!
Do a rapport, that'll be, seems to see whether you successfully rally everybody and get him out quickly.
I got rapport 3. So, let's see what I got. I got a, okay,
tap, I'm on a horse.
No, I'll tap. I know a guy. I'm gonna tap Bree again. So I'm going to tap my friend Bree. No, I'm going to tap War Buddies this time. War Buddies. He's a War Buddy. So I'm going to tap War Buddies. There's Bree. Bree! There's a bomb! Mandu, there's a bomb! The bomb in the place! So that takes me up to 4.
Good enough, yeah. And you're able to speak just about all these different languages, so you can...
French and German.
Well, that really helps in Swiss.
Yeah.
Also... By levering your war buddies, you're also levering their language pool.
Archie, you arrive down near the lake. You can see their car is parked near the docks, and you can see them piling into a float plane.
Okay. Well, hey. What do you know? I'm not going to steal Lucy. That would be leaving Mac high and dry.
Yeah, and good luck.
What?
What?
I can probably fly better than you can. Well, maybe not, but.
No, remember, this is the plane that he is on autopilot. For all you know, he's got something in there that prevents him from stealing it right now. This flies right back.
Well, I promise not to fall asleep. But no, we're at a place where I could actually pull out my guns and maybe, put the kibosh on, their escape plan.
Oh, shoot their plane.
Yes. Yeah. What am I going to do if I miss? Shoot fish?
All right.
So do that signature shoulder shrug. The pistols pop out. Bam, 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 bam. And we'll hopefully not futilely fill their plane full of holes.
Make a roll, and we'll see. You got to get at least a +2 or better to do any significant damage to start.
Not only do I know how to shoot, I know where to shoot. Let's see. That's a 5.
Wow, okay.
Did I mention that? It's what I do. It's like some kids, got Lincoln Logs and Erector sets. I got guns. I am a son of a gun, but I'm just, hopefully that gets their attention.
Yes, and for that, you get some machine gun fire back at you.
Like I said, I hope that you got some nice marble bastulades around you at this point for cover.
I actually have a large steel vehicle they drove up in.
All right, so that'll be a +3.
Ooh.
Hail of bullets flying in your direction.
Okay, and what do we normally do to avoid in hail?
A lot of athletics to dodge.
Okay, that's probably a wise call at this point.
So try to jump behind that engine block.
I got a 5. I am so used to getting shot at, I don't dive behind the engine block. I just walk behind the engine while I'm shooting. Bam, bam, bam.
Is John Wooing it before John Woo?
We're bringing in all the tropes.
Okay, so Mac is...
I'm trying to see if I can spot where the bomb is.
Okay, give me an alertness.
What doesn't look right?
Oh, I got a 3.
That'll be good enough. One thing you notice is strange is there's a shiny metal like antenna or lightning rod sticking up off the top of the building that you don't remember that being there when you came up here for the meeting.
Actually, so I'm thinking back as I'm running outside the building going, wait a second, there was a lightning rod on top of this building. Ah, crap. And, you know, realize there's nothing I can do to turn that off, so I make sure there's no one else left in the building, and then I'm heading to the nearest door, whichever one, or nearest large glass plate window, whichever is the nearest.
Well, that'd be that lovely balcony.
So once I realize that, I'm going to basically head for an exit after I make sure there's no one else in the building. So of course that means as soon as I go through the it's a plate glass window. So I go through the plate glass window. I guess convince the horse though, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, you may go through the plate glass window.
Hey, I promised the guy I'd bring his horse back.
Yeah, in a box.
That's hamburger, but you know.
That's survival is animal handling.
That's zero. So it's roll, and I got zero, pick up a chair, throw it through the window, grab the reins, and tapping my heart of gold, lead the horse out. <All right. laughs> Down to one fate point. And then once we're out, we hop in the back.
I could see a waitress going, he's got such a heart of gold. Such danger, such peril, and he saves the horse.
He hop in us back in and go, yeah, yeah. And we trot away just in time for whatever happens behind me, you know, in slow motion.
Archie will notice this at the same time. There's this strange, almost like lightning-looking bolt of energy comes streaking across the sky from the north and hits the top of this building, and it's like the building is just vaporized. The whoosh as the air is superheated.
As you see Mac in the back of the horse in his tuxedo, because I just realized he's got to be in a tuxedo for this thing, so...
Oh, yeah.
Bricks everywhere, and you know, and the horse has got this look on his face going, what the? It'd be slow motion. And of course, from down there, you can see this big plume and a small little mushroom cloud going up in the air at that point.
Well, you don't see that every day.
You probably see it more than once.
Say a resolve to not be stunned.
Archie or me?
Well, you, it's less important.
Oh, wow.
Did I mention that sometimes I hang out with Nikola Tesla? I got a +7 on the resolve.
Yeah. So that's how they were going to destroy that. Okay.
that might actually be part of it there, since I am an engineer of sorts and weapons are my specialty. It's like, ingenious. How do they transmit and control such power? I'm impressed, but I'm also unflappable because, well, hey, there's Margie, who is something of a thorn in my side. So the fun question is, are they shooting to kill me, or are they shooting to keep my head down so they can make their escape?
Well, that first shot was definitely to kill you.
Hate to tell them, but they weren't very good at that.
You killed their plane.
Well, did I kill their plane, or did I just seriously wound it?
You seriously wounded it, and... may have cost somebody a fake point to keep it from being dead.
Well, since I just happen to know somebody on board that actually has some mechanical skill, thieving wench.
Yeah, most of her mechanical skill is stolen.
There's something to that, yes.
Your turn.
Well, okay, metagaming question for the GM here. Mm-hmm. Do you want Margie to get away, or do you want me to detain and capture them?
I really don't care.
They delivered their message.
Well, yeah, but see, sometimes there's a bigger plot, and I can do...
How she might be involved in the bigger plot can change.
Yeah. Okay. Archie will, from behind cover, shoot at one of the machine gunners to take him out.
They're acting as a group, so you can basically, if you get enough shifts, you'll be able to take out more than one if you want. But
well, hey, that's why we have two pistols and lots of ammo. That's a +1. That brings me up to a +5 for guns.
And in their defense.
I'm dangerous.
Their defense, they're only a 1, so you're going to be able to take out 2 of them.
That'll work. You know what you get for leaning out of an airplane? Shot! Bam!
So their sputtering and smoking engine is starting to chug and pull them out into the lake. except for the two guys who dropped into the water.
At this point, it's going to take Mac a little bit to... That horse does not want to go anywhere right now.
But what are you planning on doing, Mac? Heading back down, or...?
Yeah, heading back down, because I realize my buddy Doc is in trouble. Like I said, the horse is probably a bit shot, so yeah... You can hear
Garth here, I guess.
Yeah, you can hear gears grinding as he's trying to drive on down. Damn, if I had a prop, I'd be okay.
Probably should change the name of the Sentry Club to the Collateral Damage Club. Well, Archie will give one last shot to disabling the engine before they get out of pistol range. Well, they got to do something with a +5. This is where she burns all her fate points.
Yeah, so the engine was sputtering, and now it conks out.
It's on fire now.
Well, it's Grand Theft Vehicle Day in Switzerland. Archie will reload and holster his pistols and start looking around for a dinghy or something and row on out. Oh, to the dead seaplane.
If you had a dock, there's probably plenty of boats out there.
yeah, but yeah. Well, some of us are unskilled at horses and cars. I'm unskilled at boats. So yes, it would literally be a dinghy.
It will be dinged up when you're done with it. Yeah.
Well, she's not going anywhere, and she's trapped in the middle of the lake. So Archie's in a good mood. So it's like, finally got her in one place where she can't get away.
So you start rowing out there. We'll say, give me alertness.
Yeah. I figured she'd be up to something.
She's throwing lightning rods. No,
No, it's just a harpoon gun. That's a strange looking harpoon. Well, that is a 5 for alertness, I think. Yes. I may be terrible in the pursuit, but you get me in a gunfight and I'm dangerous. Oh, your boat. Gently across the Lake Geneva.
Oh, well, while this is going on, you see a car jerk, pull, grind gears, stop for a second, Matt gets out, opens the back door up, leaves the horse out of the back of the car.
What?
No, I don't think he got the horse in the car.
Hey, I told him, I return it. Okay, at least I'll tell him where his horse is.
It's okay. With, Archie's alertness, you can see someone swimming away from the plane.
I'll just row right up to them. Is it Margie?
Yeah, it's Margie.
And I'll just kind of like row up next to her, well, not offer to let her in.
Well, she's not a bad swimmer, and we'll see if you can catch her.
I would like to think I have a mechanical advantage.
You can use your drive.
Well, given that drive and athletics are the same, I think either one would work for rowing a boat. Still managed to squeak out a +2.
Yeah, all right, yeah. You have gained on her. You can be up with her.
I'll be rowing right next to her. So Margie, we need to talk.
All right. Well, while you're rowing next to her from the plane, one of her minions is going to shoot at you, because, you know.
Oh, I thought I got all of them.
No,
she didn't.
You only got her two goons. You didn't get the pilot.
Well, I thought she would have piloted it herself. Oh, well, I hope he doesn't miss and hit her. That would be terrible now, wouldn't it? Of course, it would be bad if he sank the freaking boat, but...
You got a +3 to shoot you. What are you defending? You athletics?
We're going to use athletics and basically dive under the very low edge of the dinghy. Oh, dear. That could actually be painful.
What's your roll?
Well, that was a total of +1 versus this +3.
You got a fate point.
Actually, I think I have two. I was down to one, and then I got offered one to continue the pursuit. Let's see. How do I want to do this?
You can just take your time. You can take that. What do you get?
I'm down by 2.
Just take mark of number 2 stress box.
Sure. We'll take a hit. Like, ow! Yes, he would actually say that out loud. Well, you can't roll and shoot at the same time, unfortunately.
It's ruined your fine tuxedo.
It always adds character when you have bullet holes in him. Well, I shouted, Margie, we'll continue this later. pull my guns out again. I said, damn it! I was having a conversation here!
Right.
Start
blam, 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 blam.
So now, here's a fun question. Mechanically speaking, is it easier to shoot the guy or is it easier to sink the plane?
I think just sinking a plane with pistols would be difficult. Too difficult, yeah.
Okay. Or I could shoot the fuel tank. That would stop him from shooting me. Ah, maybe we'll just kill him. You know, it's not like it's bothered me in the past.
It does bother Mac. You know, you're just too ready with the killing.
It's a family tradition.
I'm a lover, not a killer.
That's your family tradition now, isn't it? Well, hey, I guess we're just going to roll and shoot this guy.
Yeah.
Which breaks even, so that brings it to a +3. No, I'm +4.
Well, if you want him dead, he'll be dead.
They're not necessarily dead. They just might be knocked unconscious or crippled or bleeding out.
Well, you've taken him out, and you can say how you took him out.
We kill him. Unfortunately, Archie's something of a casual killer. But he does usually give him the option to shoot first most of the time.
Nice of him.
But unfortunately, I can't row and shoot at the same time. Yeah.
So she's just made it to the dock and is starting to climb the ladder.
Is that
dock. About the time that Mac is pulling up.
Oh, I see her coming up. I wonder, did she see me or did she just see Doc? So that's the point. I look around, see the chauffeur's cap put on my head, and step out and say, "Calm, madam," and I'm pulling a con.
What the hell? it is so weird that it might actually work.
So you're gonna try
deceit,
and what are you really trying to convince her here?
I'm trying to convince her that I'm part of her escape plan.
That sounds a little too...
Oh, come on.
You're not going to convince her that she... Oh, I forgot that I planned to have a chauffeur here.
No, but she might be the type that, not knowing her compels or anything, but if she has, like, the easy way out or any port in a storm or anything like that, she might think, well, isn't that good fortune? Then again, she just might simply recognize Silver and go, you idiot.
Like,
well, you can, it's worth a try.
Disguise yourself as, you know, so she won't recognize you as Max Silver. That I can buy.
I slipped on a chauffeur's hat.
It works for Clark Kent.
I'll switch over to the, madam, are you in distress? May I help you? Instead, I'll be a nice guy trying to help her out.
Okay.
Rolling the dice.
That's trickier.
And it gives me a +3. I got my 1 point left. I'll go with a +3, see how well she buys it.
Yeah, she's not going to buy that.
She's not going to buy that? Oh, does she call me out?
She would say, hello, Mr. Silver. And what's your alertness?
2.
Okay, well, it looks like she's going to take physical action against you.
She's going to shoot me or she's going to punch me?
Or kick you.
Or kick me.
Oh, yeah, she's good at that.
Is she going before me or I'm going before her?
I'm going to go before her. You got a better alertness.
Normally I don't do this, ma'am. Punch. Oh dear,
That's why there's a reason you don't do it.
that's a 2. Nothing I can tap, really. I'll go with a +2 to see if she, how well she did. Oh, she defends it, didn't she?
Yeah, you go to punch her and she
blocks
your hand away and spins into a spinning kick.
Oh, ooh. She knows those Fern skills.
Gonna be a +5.
Okay, I gotta use my athletics to, or can I use actually my fist to defend?
Actually, a +4.
Try to block that with my fisticuffs. And I roll, she's got a +1 on me. I'll take a point of health stress.
She gives you a little smack.
I'm gonna do a feint and try to get her off balance. So I'm gonna try to create an advantage.
Oh, Archie, you will go.
Oh, Archie, you can go, Archie. You see Mac up there tussling with your girlfriend.
I'm on the phone. Sorry, what?
Archie's still rolling.
I'm going to use my deceit to do a feint. Set myself up for a better punch next time.
Okay.
That gives me a +4. Nope, that gives me a +5. +5 for my feint.
Nope. She is able to detect your attempted feint. She got a 5.
Oh, so we tie. Can I take it as a success at a cost? Like she kicks me in the crotch?
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, let's see, is that, am I also seeing a rule that's actually not, that's only in the fake core? If you tie, you actually take it at a cost. Basically means there's some, I get another aspect on me. I'm still flustered.
We're past that scene.
Okay, so
that's a mild scene.
Okay, yep.
So, and I'm back. Sorry about that.
So we tied. How does Sati handle ties then?
Defender.
Oh, Defender wins? Then we go with Sati then. Okay. So yeah, I try to feint and she catches my feint, and then of course she gets the counterattack.
Nice try, Mr. Silver. Jab to the face. That's only one.
I rolled a 5 on my defense.
So Mac, did I ever mention she doesn't fight fair?
Actually, I rolled a 4. Sorry, I rolled a 4 on my defense.
Yeah, you have no problem dodging and blocking her.
Not the face.
Can you imagine, Max, if anything, his face should have a handprint on one side of it.
Archie, we assumed you were rowing towards the dock, so you're...
Absolutely.
You're there now.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, we'll climb on up. We'll see the commotion going on. Oh, hell, this isn't nice. This isn't gentlemanly at all. He will sneak up behind her and give her a whack on the back of the head. We're actually kind of sort of stealthy when we try.
Okay. Try to be stealthy.
We will definitely use our ghost walker skills to back that up if we botch this roll. Jeez.
What's your roll?
Well, that's a -1, but we're going to use ghost walker and burn a fate point to re-roll that.
Don't you got a stunt for that?
Yeah, stealth, hide in plain sight.
That just means that he's not getting penalties because he's doing this in the broad daylight.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to burn ghost walker to re-roll that because the -2 does not help. Well, that brings me to a total of 0. Not very stealthy. Crap.
You step on the gravel.
Or the creaking board.
Yeah, she hears the creaking board. And
so does he punch me instead? Did she do you didn't roll that bad.
Yeah, you didn't roll that bad. Her alertness wasn't that good. So she just able to notice that you were there.
You were smiling. I am so clever.
Doesn't give me an advantage because he failed to troll. Therefore, I don't get an advantage of being occupied. So I'm still gonna go fisticuff. So yeah, I step back and take a stance and fisticuff her. Oh, that's a 4. I learned my fighting in the trenches, trenches of France. Another big lie. He learned his fisticuffs in the bars of Marseille.
You smack her then. And
did she take a consequence, or do I actually do stress on her?
Yeah, you did stress on her.
What did she roll?
You hit her 2 stress box.
Ouch.
Gentlemen, this is hardly fair. 2 men against 1 poor lady?
And Matt bites his tongue.
Archie sticks his finger in the bullet hole in his tuxedo. You had more guns!
Yeah, she'll try to attack Mac's composure. Mr. Silver, why would you hit me like that? That'll be 6.
Well, you can always give me a fate point against my heart of gold.
Fate point there and bump that up to an 8.
Okay, so is my resolves. Yeah, 8, and I roll a 0, so there's not enough. It's like, shoot, ma'am, you got me in the rights. You know, I lean back and sit in the car. Take care of this stuff for yourselves.
Mac!
I don't fight women. I love them, but I don't fight them.
This isn't a woman. This is Baroness Skull.
She's a woman, and she does fight pretty, but, you know, you two, deal with yourselves. I don't know, have a cigarette. So he's leaning against the car, watching the two of you deal with it. I'm taken out. I mean, at this point.
Jeez Louise. Well, I guess, Archie's got to do what Archie's got to do.
All right.
Archie says, why in the hell did you have to blow up a bunch of diplomats?
Matt greases the finger for a second, then says he waits for later.
The world will know the power of the Khmerian collective, and the weak democracies of this world will bow to their aristocratic betters.
Oh, that's a load of claptrap, and you know it. It's all about power.
Yes, and it is in the wrong hands.
Are you going to come along peacefully, or am I going to have to shoot you?
If you'll let me go in peace, I will not harm you.
You just killed a dozen diplomats. You're not getting out of here.
I gave them fair warning. If they didn't run, it's their own fault.
Mackey's opening his mouth up and closing it as he's entire. sits back and says, he's, you know, like looking at the, and he realizes she just came out of the war. She's nice. And that dress sure clings to her backside really nice.
Yeah, she's got the, tight fitting leathers.
Miss Black, you're going to go to jail for this. You can either surrender peacefully or I'll take you down.
You can attack her composure.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Loved and Lost implies in theory that at one time she might have even liked me. So when I'm doing a composure attack, what would that be?
Rapport,
intimidate. Depends on how, well, what you're go with trying to spin it.
Well, hey, I'm the one with the guns, so I'm going to go with intimidation.
Okay.
You just ain't got the right kind of skill for wooing a woman.
I got all kinds of calibers for wooing women. I am not as good as at this as she is. So I have minus two, plus one for intimidation, plus two because I'm going to tapped loved and lost. So that gives me a total of plus one.
Well, before you spend that fate point, I think you got to beat a four.
Might as well re-roll the minus two. So you might call yourself Baroness Skull now, but I know the Margie Black on the inside. So we're going to spend that fate point to re-roll because I need a plus three to tie. Yeah, this is not going to happen, but we'll give it a shot. One short. Damn. You have disarmed me. You're using words.
Margie Black was only a role I played.
Oh, dig it in and twist.
And, so she can't dig it in. She is just going to attempt to run away. Use her athletics to run away.
Well,
there's a car
pretty fast.
There's a car right behind me. All right, you know, I'm sitting on a car. I'm taking out. I'm going to stop her.
What's her total?
Plus four.
Jeez Louise. Well, I suppose the tables are turned. If I can run like a maniac, so can she. Well, we'll chase after her. We're at a plus three. So, damn it, you're going to make me shoot you.
All right, so she's basically a zone ahead of you. We'll say she comes across one of these convenient farmer's carts and jumps into it and...
Yeah.
And has about as much success as Max over.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Where's the gear shift?
Yeah, I think she'd do better just running.
Mac, you know, finishes the cigarette, puts it out, gets back in the car, starts the engine, and follows along slowly.
Well,
somebody's going to need a ride at the end of this.
Yeah. At the very least, I'll pop alongside of Archie as he's running and say, you know, I saved everybody. There's no one dead.
I don't care about the details. Since she's not doing so hot, we'll run up and jump in the cart with her. Makes an old-fashioned buggy ride.
He's learning well from me.
We have a plus five for our athletics roll to catch up and jump in the cart.
No problem.
You stumble through the produce and... I know, this isn't like Geneva. You stumble through the dead fish.
You're not getting away this time.
I won't let you take me to the justice your country believes in and... So she is going to attempt to shove you out of the way again.
Oh, she sees me coming up from behind, so she probably should try to shove him out in front of my car.
So I just roll athletics to...
She rolled zero.
Plus two with her...
Well, I got a plus two as well. So as a defender, we sit there and wrestle. Neither of us go anywhere.
Yep.
I'll pull up in front of the horse and stop.
Yeah, it wasn't really interested in going anywhere anyway.
How's it working, Sotsi, if I just want to, like, one of the things that the weapons frame that I wear is I have punch plates. So I basically want to reach back, you know, do the wrist flip, have a metal punch plate come out, and just cold cock her, knock out the lights.
Sounds like either a weapons or a fist attack.
Which are equally balanced, unfortunately, so... Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Okay, negative threes, though.
She will be able to block that.
She saw that one coming. I kind of telegraphed it.
She'll go after your composure, too. She'll give you the big doe eyes and go, Archie, just let me go. You don't want to hurt me.
Wish I had some popcorn for this.
Well, fortunately, I have a resolve of three. I may not be able to hurt her, but I can withstand the worst of it.
That's a plus four attack.
Don't roll negative four.
Yeah. We'll try to avoid the negative fours. No! You got me! damn it.
It's a negative four.
No. It actually comes out to a zero.
And you're already taking some composure hits. You're already damaged.
Well, not a composure hit. I got winged a little bit, but it's only a bullet.
Yeah, you can take a two stress and say you,
take a four on your composure. He's got, because he's resolve it. Plus three, and he's got five.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm used to taking emotional damage, I guess. Okay, so we'll take down a composure. You might have a point there. I really don't want to shoot you, but if you're not going to come peacefully, you're not leaving me any choices. That's romantic for Archie. Well, not really keen on shooting her. I almost want to throw her in front of the car, so that'd be the easier way of handling this. You're right. I'm a terrible talker. Dang it. This is, I'm a man of action, not a man of words. Let's see. Just use athletics and try to pin her down and get her tied up. How's that for romance? That's what we'll do with the silver way. Anyway, when it comes to wrestling, hey, we got a five.
I guess I'll let you use your athletics then. This is basically a block that you're able to restrain her, but you're not doing any stress to her.
Right.
Go ahead, Doc. Give her a big kiss.
You're not helping.
She'll go, Archie, let me go. You're hurting me. Attacking your composure again.
Yeah. Not like that with that role.
Not terribly convincing, but still, her deceit's pretty good, so.
Total of plus four. Hold still while I tie you up, because damn it, it's better than shooting you, right?
You have a universal gadget that I don't think you've used. You can come up with some sort of restraining device for that, if you wish.
I think that that sounds great.
All right, so we'll say you've got her restrained then.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Look over to the farm.
Now the question is, where the hell are the gendarmes? I need backup, because I'm not getting it from it, Mac.
It's true love.
Yeah, we'll say when he comes strolling up to Mac and go, sure, what is going on here?
It is a lover's quarrel. I do not know what's...
Oh, shit, she blew up the high chateau.
Oh, that too.
Very serious crime. How did she do this?
She's an anarchist. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, we will extradite her to the High Court in America.
All right, so to wrap this up, what do you guys want to do with her?
Do we give her a hand to the Swiss police, Swiss authorities, and watch her escape? Or do we fly her back to say New York City?
Where she sabotages the plane in midair.
Oh, that point, she gets to get some flying lessons at that point. You don't hurt Lucy.
Well, I think part of it is going to be that the Swiss are going to make a really strong argument that she committed the crime in Switzerland. She's going to face Swiss justice. Thank you very much, and here's the bill. Yeah, but the catch
they
is...
They will take her into custody then, and she will, go. Till we meet again, Archie.
Well, hopefully we'll have a chance for interrogation, but at least we got her off the streets. Jeez, the woman is a terror.
Maybe when you go see me talk to you, she can buy some box of Swiss chocolates. She'll like that.
If we can pick this up next time, maybe do the whole interrogations scene and get some more information on these evil aristocrats. Right. Thank you very much for the game.
Yep.
Had fun as always.
Talk to you guys next time.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. The League of Nations barely had any money.
No, this is the early in the League of Nations age when everybody thought it was going to be great.
So America hasn't joined.
That was the problem with the League of Nations. It was full of foreigners. Thank you, Frank Burns.
What you doing, Archie?
Wrestling the dog.
You nailed that one. Lovely wife just came in with some treats for the dog, and he has come unglued.
Send all complaints and other feedback. SunnySkypers@zoho.com or come by the forums, sunnyskypers.freeforums.org, or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.